What does this song have that will make me love it?
Guitar?
No.
Woo!
I got 10 seconds in and I heard that. I was like, yep.
You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Robin Hilton, hit it.
And a half minutes, that song. 2.5 minutes, and it's just this relentless barrage. It's amazing. Jack White's first solo record since announcing that the White Stripes were breaking up a year ago. The record's called Blunderbuss, and that song, 16 Saltines. The line that gets me in that song is the opening line when he says she's got stickers on her locker. And Jack White writes better about youth and the teen years, the school years, better than anybody. I think of like the White Blood Cells, the song where I think we're going to be friends. And that line captures so much for me.
And the sounds on this record capture so much too. That is one killer guitar sound.
It is a killer track. And it's actually not really representative of the rest of the record that much. That's sort of classic Jack White, 16 Saltines. Mm-hmm. The rest of the record's sort of all over the place stylistically. There's some sort of rockabilly and country flavored songs.
He does
songs.
Some stuff with Pokey LaFarge. He has two different bands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? We have, you know, the female band, the guy band, and then there he mixes them up. And you know this, but I'll just tell everybody, we have an interview with Jack White, 25-minute interview I did with him at South by Southwest that should be online by the time the show goes up. And he tells us, he talks about the process, about how he did the record, what it was like to take an all-male band and add just one female, and how it changed the dynamics.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think Jack White is one of our all-time great rock guitarists and songwriters and singers. And listening to this record, I thought this guy is just building an incredible catalog that one day we're all going to look back on and just think what a master he was at so much of this.
Record comes out April 24th.
Top that, Boylan.
Well, what are we going to do?
This is our theme song for a very special guest we have here with us today. His name's Mike Katzef, one of the producers here at NPR Music.
How do you feel about this theme, Mike?
It's magical. Here
Hang
we
on.
Go.
I thought I should have started it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Mike, you, I know you can't really top Jack White, but what do you have?
Well, I have a new song from one of my favorite bands from last year.
I thought about you when I saw that there was a new Yuck.
Yeah. I'm sort of the hometown fan for that band, even though I'm not even from their hometown.
We think of you as Mr. Yuck.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Last year, they put out a record that was actually one of my favorite records of all last year. It was a self-titled record, and I just thought it was just like a perfect mix of that really loud distortion and some good melodies. And
indeed.
Big, epic sound, especially live. I saw them like 4 times live last year, which I don't normally do, but...
And you were up close... Really up close each of those times, I think.
Made them a little uncomfortable.
They said, if we go away for a while, will you promise to not follow us? It's really cool after basically hearing the same 10 songs over and over again. It's cool to hear a new song from them. So there's a new song called Chew. It's sort of in that same vein of Smashing Pumpkins and My Bloody Valentine in the 90s. It sounds like the 90s.
I'm sold. We'll be right back.
want every last drop of that guitar. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
I we played this from the band's SoundCloud page and their user comments that pop up at different points in the song. And my favorite one that really sums it up was, "So jammin', you own this shit." I thought that captured it pretty well. Great track.
Yeah, thanks.
Mike, is this like just one song, or is there a hint of an album?
As far as I know, it's just been released on their SoundCloud. I think it might be a one-off single, but they kind of did that leading up to the last record, their debut. So I'm wondering if they're just going to kind of pepper out a few here and there.
How long has it been now?
It's been about a year, but some of those songs are older than that. They were released in 2010.
Hope and Wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
Thanks Mike.
Man. That was great.
Thanks for having me.
No, I don't know what the hell to do. How do you go after two guitar pieces like this? How about this?
I think you're going to have to bring it down.
No, we can't bring it down. It's pretty good guitar.
It's not bad.
So the reason I'm playing this is not only a good segue, but do you remember the moment in Dirty Projectors? Oh, you weren't here. Hang on a second. People will remember this. It's okay. You go away.
How many times have I heard that?
In the Dirty Projectors song, last time we did a show last week, there was a vocal part that was killing me that I could swear I've heard a gazillion times before. And I was in the shower the other morning, and I thought I remembered it. I thought, totally, it is a moment in Helter Skelter where they come in and they all do the...
Yeah.
So in the Dirty Projectors song... That?
Yeah.
But our listeners, best listeners on the planet, had a better one. Right?
I've got to know what this is now. Okay, see, we could play this game all afternoon.
That's... I love our audience. So, one of the greatest progressive rock tunes of all time. Name the tune. Nope. Do I have to open Dan's microphone? What do you think, Dan?
Is this Yes?
Yes. And the song? Close to the Edge. And there's a moment in the song coming right up. There it is.
Which reminds me of a Queen track that I could play here. Where are you going with this, Bob?
I have no idea. But I had nothing else I could play out of those two amazing guitar songs. But I'll say this. There's a new record by Maps and Atlases. That's all. No. And it reminded me an awful lot of Dirty Projectors. Whew. How is that for an intro to it?
Wow.
And the record is called Beware and Be Grateful, and the song's called Old and Gray, and it's a little change up for them. So let's hear it.
The further from the edges, the further from the trim. The fewer the coats, the less you put in. The further from the edges, the further from the trim. The fewer the coats, the less you put in. Drawer full of your notes and what games that we played on planes, and 5 pages at least of you practicing signing your first with my last name. Somewhere there's an orange on the table, somewhere there's a robe on the floor, and our writing on the wall is under 3 coats of paint in an apartment we don't live in anymore. The further from the edges, the further from the trim. The fewer the coats, the less you put in. The further from the edges, the further from the trim. The fewer the coats, the less you put in. Full of photographs.
rent in an apartment we don't live in anymore.
I've already forgotten how you got from Dirty Projectors to that band.
No, from Helter Skelter.
But as, somewhere along the line, you inserted Dirty Projectors. I think it was for the vocal part, but that whole cut reminded me of Dirty Projectors.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I like it a lot. Maps and Atlases, this record is called Beware and Be Grateful. The song's called Old and Gray, and the record comes out April 17th, so it comes out the day our show goes online.
And getting into that song, we were talking about all the ways that songs are similar to one another, the endless chain that you could connect them. Play the opening to that song again. All right, that part. Does that remind you of anything? If it does, don't say
okay,
so.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Because it totally reminded, I immediately thought of another song, and I wonder if anyone else, if it reminds anybody else, that bum 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 bum.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Put it on the blog and let's see what we get. Because I was amazed at what we got from the Dirty Projectors thing. I loved that. And we need to do that more. Bits of songs that remind you of bits of other songs.
I also love, there are little things in songs that just that one little thing will sell you on a song too. But I want to get back to some psychedelic rock here, some more classic rock, with a band called White Fences. This is a guy named Tim Presley. This is a solo project of his. He's otherwise in a band called Darker My Love. It's very retro psychedelic rock. And I just want to read a diary entry from his website that I think sums up how this whole record feels to me, which
which is...
Ate a sandwich.
Yeah, it's I like ham. From Tim Presley, it says, wake up, write, write, record, tweak, write, record, swallow, tweak out, tweak, bounce, write, wake up, record, sex? No. Sleep, wake up, record, I hardly have anything but this anymore. I'm a slave to my cats. I feed them before I feed my stomach, but I love, live here in it. I had 80 songs, then chopped it to 60, and now 30. It's a collection and an album. I have some important things to say to myself. I'm a rock and roll soldier forever. I melt music. When people talk to me, I'm thinking about some song to do. And that's how I feel when I read this. There are so many songs on this record, and it's called Family Perfume Volume 1 is the record. And I'm going to play a cut called Do You Know, I Don't Know. That's White Fences, Tim Presley. That's a cut from Volume 1 called Family Perfume. A second volume is coming out in mid-May, a total of 28 songs. He's an incredibly prolific guy, Tim Presley, White Fences. He's worked a lot with Ty Segall, and they have a record coming out that they did together later this month called Hair.
Jeez.
Yeah, very cool.
Amazing.
So I want to play a cut from a duo from Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden, called We Are Serenades. We were getting so many bands from Sweden for a while there, and it's been a year or two maybe since we got a new one. So this one actually, however, features Adam Olenius, who is the frontman for Shout Out Louds, and he's playing on this record with a guy named Marcus Krunegard. This is their debut solo record. It's called Criminal Heaven. Just a big, huge, joyful song from them. The whole record is sort of like this. And it has a couple other things in it that I'm a sucker for. You can see if you can figure out what those are.
Okay, I'm going to listen for hand claps.
Oh, this is We Are Serenades. The song is called Walking Home.
We Are Serenades, Walking Home.
That's great.
I saw you sort of plotting, you know, doing the drum beat along with it, and I thought, well, you know, that's the sound he's walking. He's walking home. That's just the... But that song is obviously not at all about the rhythm. It's all in the harmonies and vocals and... Beautiful song, and the hand claps, yes. Do you think those were real hand claps?
I don't think they were. I want to go back one more pass, but I don't think so. What do you think, folks? Real hand claps?
I thought they were real, but it could have been.
They once were real. They were put in a machine. They were played from
played back because it was too crisp?
Not just crisp, but I don't think they varied in their clapness.
Yeah. I think that's an actual adjective, clapness.
Yes. Spiritualized. Have you heard the new record?
No, I haven't heard the new record, but we've got it up as a first listen, so I need to. I've got no excuse.
Jason Pierce, new record. First one since 2008. The one in 2008 was called Songs in A&E, and that took a while to come out. He'd gone through a lot of health problems with pneumonia and so forth. And now he's back with probably the most accessible record in this band's history, the history that goes back to around 1990. And only, this is the seventh record. I'm going to play a song. It's really long, but it gives you a good idea of how accessible and catchy some of this music is. The record is called Sweetheart, Sweet Light. Jason just did an interview with David Green on Morning Edition, really worth going through and listening to. He talks a lot about the risks he takes, including doing a music video near a volcano, performing like at 112 stories up in a building, doing all sorts of stuff for a guy who is actually going through some sort of chemotherapy with his liver and having health problems. He has a song with his child that you can hear. Good interview with David Green from Morning Edition, so listen to that. So what do we have coming up? We have Record Store Day this week.
Yep.
And Record Store Day this week will have a really fabulous little film by Richard Parks. Richard Parks is the son of Van Dyke Parks, and he did a story about this guy named Music Man Murray. He's a 90-year-old guy who has a record collection that's about 400,000 records, and the guy's an opera buff, but he's also got, the collection spans all sorts of stuff, and he doesn't know what he can do with it at this age, and that's what this film is about, a really amazing film. So you can catch that on our blog, and also we will pick out, 10 things that you should go to a record store for and worth browsing the bins for.
Yeah, I've got a couple great, I live in Adams Morgan here in D.C., and there are a couple great record stores, locally owned record stores near my house. And I remember last year, lines out the door of people waiting to get in some of the special deals they had on records.
And
I thought that is so cool to see. We should see that every day, lines coming out record stores like that. So if you've got a record store in your neighborhood, go.
And if there's and actually if you've got a record store in your neighborhood you really love, when we do the Record Store Day post, go
absolutely.
Tell us about it.
Yeah.
And there's also a really cool little app I've been playing around with a little called the Vinyl District. And we did a blog post about it a while back. But if you want to know the record store around where you are right now, that'll help you. And what else? Lost in the Trees. We did a concert with them last week. That video, that full concert's going up online this week.
Absolutely.
And the Jack White interview I told you about, that should be there too. So lots to hear, lots to see. Let's go to Spiritualize. The song's called Hey Jane from Sweetheart, Sweet Light. I'm Bob Boylan.
I'm Robin Hilton.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Hey Jane, where you going today? You took a car, then you ran all day. That clock going 110. I never said I'd get you back again. So you ain't got time to make no mistakes. Ain't got time to waste my brakes. Hey Jane, where you going today? You lit a fire, then you found the flame. They say you got a troubled soul. I say you got it on a roll. Said you ain't got time to change your ways. Ain't got time to make no mistakes with you. Show them what you can do. Yeah.
you can do.
Side.